This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, we are in the month of Rabi al-Awwal. The month of Rabi al-Awwal is the month in which our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, and also the month in which our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on. We believe that to speak about any aspect of the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at any time, it is full of virtue and blessings. It is not as if we have to speak about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only in Rabiul Awwal. We are supposed to speak about the greatness of the life and every aspect of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on all occasions. And every time we speak, irrespective of the time, it will be full of blessings. It will be full of virtue, it will be full of rewards. However, it is natural that in the month in which our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, any passed away, we tend to remember him. And in that particular regard, we speak about certain aspects of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. یہ ربیع الاول کا مہینہ ہے اور یہ ضروری نہیں ہے کہ صرف ربیع الاول میں ہم نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بارے میں کچھ بیان کریں، لیکن نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی ولادت اور وصال اسی مہینے میں ہونے کی وجہ سے ہم آپ کے تذکرہ کرتے ہیں، آپ کی عظمت کو بیان کرتے ہیں. Now one of the things that is in the ayat which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَّرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say unto the people, O Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm a human being like you are a human being. I'm a human being the way you are humans. We share the common attribute of being humans. Doesn't mean we are in the same category. We can never be in the same category. We can never be in the same status. We can never be in the same rank. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far more greater than any other human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Arabic poet, I think it is Hassan ibn Thabit, who has made mention, who has said that Muhammadun basharun walaysa kal bashari, Muhammadun yaqutun wal nasu kal hajari. Muhammad is a human being in terms that he is not divine, but he is not like another human being. He is like a very rare and a very expensive stone, and we are like ordinary stones that you find on the road. So this is something. So Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, "Qul, say unto the people, innama ana basharum mithlukum. I am a human being like you. Yuha, Allah, like you doesn't mean that we are in same status. It means in terms of humanity. Now, just to give an example, the ulama have given this example, and many people have been spoken about this, that you see that Diamond is pure carbon. Diamond is pure carbon. But it is a very expensive stone. Diamond is carbon. Charcoal is also carbon. The charcoal that we use in the bra is also carbon. But the difference is only the frequency of the vibration of the molecules in the two carbons that make them different. But who is going to equate charcoal with diamond? Is everyone going to say that charcoal and diamond are the same? But they are both carbon. So that is the way our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. He is great, great, but he is a human being. And one of the reasons why Allah Ta'ala says, innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum wahid, is that because of his greatness, we must not attribute divinity to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must not attribute the qualities of Allah to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was always very careful about this. One day when a person made dua and he said, Masha Allah wa Masha Muhammad, What Allah wishes and what Muhammad wishes. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَتَجْعَلُ لِلَّهِ نِدَّةً. آپ مجھے اللہ تعالیٰ کے برابر تیرتے ہو. How is this possible? So this is also, اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتے ہیں قرآن میں کہ آپ اور رسول ان سے کہہ دیجئے کہ میں تمہارے طرح انسان ہوں. یہ آیت اس بات کی تائید کرتی ہے کہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بشر تھے نہ کہ خدا. الوہیت کا انکار ہے نہ کہ مراتب کے صحیح اور ایک ہونے کے حیثیت سے, لیکن یہ ہے کہ ہم بشریت اور بشر ہیں, ہم سب بشر ہیں, الوہیت کا انکار ہے. Now part of humanity is that our beloved Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was humane, compassion. He made every effort from every time to show his humility as a servant of Allah. Look at the way of our beloved. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked, what did Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم do at home? And she said, Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to clean the house, used to even, you know, patch his own clothes and even his own shoes. Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to do that. Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم used to show his servitude to Almighty Allah. The greatest time when Allah granted him the greatest honor, Allah Ta'ala, when he referred to that honor, at the time of Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi. Glory be to Allah who took his servant. So this is another aspect. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah Ta'ala ke bande the, jisme Allah ne unhe a'la tareen martaba ata farmaya. Aur unki bashariyat mein ye bhi shamil the ke khush hona aur ghamgin hona. Now part of his humanity, and that is the bayan for today, part of his humanity was getting happy, smiling, laughing, and sometimes sadness, sometimes his tears. Now in that there is a great lesson for us. When a person gets happy, when he gets happy, how he gets happy, there is great lessons. When he gets sad, how he gets sad, how he displays his sadness, there is a great lesson for us. Aadmi kab khush hota hai aur kaise khush hota hai aur uska jo hai na wo mazhar kaise karta hai, isme jo hai na hamare liye bahut sare nishanat hai aur hamare liye ayat hai. Aur isi tarah jab aadmi ghamgin hota hai, kab ghamgin hota hai aur kaise ghamgin hota hai, to usme bhi hamare liye nishaniyan hai. There is so much of lessons when a person gets happy, how he gets happy, how he displays his happiness. How he gets sad, when he gets sad, there is so much of lessons for us. One of the aspects was how our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got happy, when he got happy, and how he displayed his happiness. And in that there is so much lessons. One of the great things about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's happiness and sadness was the dignity that he displayed. When he was happy and when he was sad. In that there is great lessons for us. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was happy, he smiled. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never laughed loudly. His smile was subtle. Sometimes there was a slight smile, sometimes there was a more broader smile. And in that broader smile you could see his teeth. Sometimes he used to smile more and you should see the inner portion of his mouth. When he used to show sadness, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to weep. Sometimes when he used to weep, that particular weeping used to be sometimes with a trickling of some tears. Sometimes he used to tear profusely, that the tears used to be flowing from his eyes. When did our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam show happiness? Sometimes there were light moments. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, jab khush hote the, تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم زور سے نہیں ہنستے تھے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تبسم فرماتے تھے. کبھی کبھار ایسے بھی ہوتا تھا کہ تبسم کی وجہ سے آپ کے دانت مبارک سامنے آتا تھا لیکن جو ہے نا وہ زور سے ہنسنا یہ ثابت نہیں ہے. سو ان دس پرٹیکولر وے وی فائنڈ دیٹ آور بیلوڈ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ون ڈے ہیڈ سم ڈسپیوٹ اور سم مائنر آرگیومنٹ ود عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہا. So when this was, they said, all right, let us get a mediator. ہمارے جو اختلاف ہے اس کے لیے ہم کسی قاضی کو یا کسی کو بلائیں تاکہ ہمارے اندر اور ہمارے درمیان میں وہ فیصلہ کرے. سو دے کال ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. Now this is very amazing. Now you see, ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ is the father of عائشہ, but he is the loyal ummati of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Now in there is a dispute. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala started speaking about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne ye kiya wo kiya. To Hazrat Abu Bakr ko gussa chala ke chahe ye meri beti hai lekin Nabi ke bare mein aise bayan kar rahe. To Hazrat Abu Bakr got so angry that he got up to beat Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. How dare you speak about Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam like this? And as he got up, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing in front of Abu Bakr and Aisha. And he's standing like this, so that Aisha must be saved from Abu Bakr's anger. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Abu Bakr, "Oh Abu Bakr, I didn't call you for this. Maine isliye to nahi bulaya aapko. Maine faisla karne ke liye aapko bulaya." So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Go away now." After a while, Hazrat Abu Bakr came, and Hazrat Aisha and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam were laughing. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "Can I join your happiness the way I was when you people were arguing? I came last time, you were arguing. Now you people are happy." So, and then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Aisha, "See how I saved you from your father." And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. So see, sometimes even in the family situation, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. When Jafar radiallahu ta'ala came back from Abyssinia, so Jafar radiallahu ta'ala stayed many, many years in Abyssinia. Sometimes like some close to maybe even more than 13, 14 years, but many years. So when he came back, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up and he was so happy because he was a cousin and he was the same age of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? "La tadri bi ayyi ma afrah bi qulumi Ja'far aw fath Khaybar." I don't know what gave me greater happiness, the coming of Ja'far or the victory in the Khaybar. Can you imagine equating his happiness by Ja'far coming with victory in the battlefield? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed happiness at that time. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many a times when he used to come in a gathering, all the sahaba out of respect used to keep their gazes down. Only two sahaba used to look up at Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Shaykhain, Abu Bakr and Umar. And when they used to look up at Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smile at them and they used to smile back. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam Shaykhain ko dekh kar aap jo hai na wo tabassum farmate the. Aur wo Abu Bakr Umar isi tarah Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke samne wo bhi tabassum farmate the. So this was the smiling of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day there was an occasion that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. Now at that time some of the wives and some of the women were complaining and they were in some way speaking to our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they came, you know, they started, you know, speaking. Now, you know, they were making certain demands. So in that demands, you know, there were certain words spoken, and then Umar radiallahu ta'ala came. And when Umar radiallahu ta'ala came, all of them went away. They went into hijab, they went into parda. So when Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked permission and he came, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was broadly smiling. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Adhakallahu sinnak, may Allah always keep you smiling. Ya Rasulullah, iski kya wajah hai ki aap jo hai na muskura rahe hain?" To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I am speaking about this particular woman. They were speaking to me and they were making demands and they saw you ibtadarna al-hijab wa baqi ya'sa. Falamma samia sawtan." The moment they heard you, they went away. And they went into, and they kept quiet. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Ya aduwati anfusihinna, O enemies of your soul, you speak loudly to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I come here and you keep quiet." And they said, "Kunta afaz wa aghlas." Umar, aap to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam se bhi barkar hai. You know, you are also more harsh than Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was compassionate. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled on that occasion. And then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Umar, leave them alone. You are such a person, when shaitan sees you, he also goes away. Shaitan aapko dekhkar bhi bhag jata hai." So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled on that occasion. Sometimes whenever there was something that was pleasing and glad tidings for the ummah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smile. When Surah Alam Nashrah was revealed, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so happy. He came out of his house and he said, "Look at what Allah has revealed." That there's a technicality. I don't have the time to go into the technicality. And he made mention with regard to it that two eases will overcome one difficulty. The meaning of the ease, that the ayat is one difficulty and two ease. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one difficulty will not be able to overcome two ease. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was smiling. One of the very amazing things, two very important, interesting incidents. One day Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the akhirat. Akhirat ke bare mein Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam bayan kar rahe the. That Allah will tell a person on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will conceal his major sins. Unke jo hai na wo kabair ko Allah Taala poshida rakhenge. Aur unke sagair ko samne rakhenge. Allah will put forward his minor sins. And when Allah put forward his minor sins, Allah will tell the angels that change his minor sins to good deeds. Change his minor sins to good deeds. Or wo kabair ko unhone poshida rakha. He kept that particular major sins concealed. And wo aadmi kahenge, that person will say, Ya Allah, but I also did that guna. Wo bhi guna mere baaki hai. Wo bhi guna mere baaki hai. Usko bhi jo hasanat se tabdil karo. Change it also into good deeds. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled. That look at this person. Allah concealed his sins. Now he is, telling Allah that, oh Allah, I made this sin also. Change it into good deeds. And one of the last one, then I will go to the next portion. You know, one day, Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a pain, and there was, tears coming out of one of his eyes. At that particular time, it's not good to eat certain foods at certain illness. So it's not good to eat dates when your eyes are paining. Huh? When your eyes are paining, it's not good to eat dates. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Suhaib, your eyes are paining and you are eating dates. So Suhaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm eating dates with the other eye. The other eye that is not paining, I'm eating dates with that eye. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled. What does it tell us? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that type of relationship with his companions. Huh? Not sitting sulky, no moody, no smiling, no interaction. You make a joke, you say, you are fasting, you're making a joke. What is this? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made jokes with people. Look at how Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with people. But he also sometimes, he cried. He cried profusely. And some of the reasons why he cried, mostly he cried out of the fear of Almighty Allah. I made mention of the incident of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Many a times I leave that. When the time the eclipse of the sun happened, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salat. And in that salat, Sahaba said, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such a long qirat that we thought he's not going to go into ruku. Such a long qirat. When he went into ruku and sijda, he made such a long ruku and sijda, we thought that maybe Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. And then after that, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. And what was his dua? Ya Allah, you had revealed ma kana Allahu liyu'adhibahum wa anta fihim. You would not punish my ummah when I am alive. Suraj giran hone ke baad aapne dua farmayi. Ya Allah, aapne wada kiya ki mere maujood ki mein aap ummat ko halak nahi karenge. Ye kya ho raha hai ya Allah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried out of the fear of the punishment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he cried at the death of family members. One example amongst many examples. Huh? Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala said, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala sent a message that my child is on his last stages of his life. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first excused himself, said certain words of sabr. Then she insisted and she sent someone, please come. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went. Sahaba said that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was carrying his grandchild and he was crying. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, are you also crying? They felt it was against taqdeer. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is rahmah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in my heart. When his daughter passed away, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying when he entered into the qabr. Crying profusely. And then when he came out of the qabr, he was smiling. صحابہ سے یا رسول اللہ یہ کیا مانجرا، آپ قبر میں جا رہے تھے تو آپ رو رہے تھے، قبر سے آپ اترے اور قبر سے آپ آئے تو آپ ہنس رہے تھے. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہا کہ اس بیٹی نے ہمارے دین کے لیے بہت سارے مشقت جھیلے. That my daughter spent a lot of sacrifice for the sake of this deen. So I made dua, Ya Allah, forgive my daughter. When I went into the qabr, I made dua, Oh Allah, forgive my daughter. Because of a great sacrifice. When I came out, and when I was in the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed and said, I have forgiven your daughter. That's why I came out, you know, smiling. Sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried at the passing away of his close companions. دوست اور اصحاب کے میت کے اوپر اور ان کے انتقال کے وقت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بہت روتے تھے کبھی کبھار. حضرت عثمان بن مسعود کا انتقال جب ہوا تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بیکاز ہی واز اے صحابی ہو میڈ لاٹ آف ایفرٹ اینڈ وینٹ تھرو لاٹ آف سیکریفائز، صحابہ سیڈ ہی کرائڈ سو مچ دیٹ پیپل سو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹیئرز فلوئنگ ڈاؤن ہز چیکس. Kabhi kabhar when he used to go to the family members of people who had passed on, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cry. He went after Jafar radiallahu anhu was martyred. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the house of Jafar. So Jafar's children were playing outside. So now when a parent's passed away, you feel naturally inclined towards the children. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam hugged the children tremendously. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam hugged the children and he started crying. And when he started crying, Asma binti Umais felt something. And she said, Ya Rasulullah, kya hua? Kya aapne Jafar ke bare mein kuch suna? Did you hear about Jafar? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu shaheed hue. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried. Sometimes Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried when he saw the difficulty of the Sahaba. When he saw Musab bin Umair wearing clothes. When Musab bin Umair used to wear so expensive clothes and that time he had patches, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw him, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit Sa'd bin Ubadah, wo bimar tha. So he was in great difficulty, great pain. To unko dekhkar, kyunki Sa'd bin Ubadah, very great sahabi, among the first Ansari who pledged allegiance to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jab aap aaye to wo bimar tha. To پہلے آپ نے پوچھا کیا کہ انتقال کر گئے، تو انہوں نے کہا نہیں انتقال نہیں، آخری وقت ہے. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ان کو دیکھ کر، ان کی بیماری کو دیکھ کر نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رو پڑے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سو اس illness and he started crying. This was our beloved نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Sometimes نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم cried on amazing things. I don't know, I should take one or two minutes extra. But anyway, the time is coming back. But these things are so beautiful. Sometimes Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for the ummah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam's dua. Right? Again, I don't have the time to go into the details. He started crying. You know, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala sent him. And when he sent him, he said, go and ask Muhammad, why is he crying? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because of the ummah I'm crying. میں امت کے لیے رو رہا ہوں. تو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب حضرت جبرائیل کو یہ بتایا، یہ تو حضرت جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام دس جبرائیل علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام وینٹ ٹو اللہ اللہ تعالی تول او بلاوت تول جبرائیل گو اینڈ ٹیل نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آئی ول میک ہم ہیپی وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو دی امت، آئی ول میک ہم ہیپی. سم ٹائمز نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ون ڈے واز ایٹنگ فوڈ اینڈ دس پرٹیکولر فوڈ واز ویری ویری مچ یو نو ہی وینٹ اینڈ ہی واز ہنگری سو ہی وینٹ to Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. And while he was eating, after he ate, he started crying. Now, ye kabhi dekha hai ke daawat ke baad koi roye? Hum kabhi daawat ke baad kabhi rote hai? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam daawat ke baad roye. So sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, you crying after you ate such a good meal? So Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he ate, he said, rutabun wa busarun wa tamarun وَلَحْمٌ وَخُبْزٌ. Ya Allah, you gave me three types of kachur. You gave me bread and you gave me meat to eat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started crying. Ki is baare mein Allah Ta'ala aapse sawal karenge. Who cries after he has a sumptuous meal? But the Nabi of Allah cried because he felt Allah will ask him on the day of Qiyamah. There's one incident that I found very, very amazing and I'll just maybe make mention of it and conclude. And I ask apologies for the time. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دحیائے قلبی نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس آئے. to bring iman. Iman lene ke liye wo aaye. To jab wo aaye to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke samne unhone kaha ki mere iman se kya mere tamam gunahe maaf honge, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ko zarur honge. By me, if I bring iman, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all my sins. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-islamu yahtimu ma kana qabla. Islam will wipe away all your sins. So Dahiya Kalbi said, Ya Rasulullah, I don't know whether Allah will forgive my sins or not. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why? Islam wipes away all your sins. He said, Ya Rasulullah, this, listen to what I'm saying. He said, what? He said, I was a very influential person. I couldn't bear the thought of having a son-in-law. That my children, my daughters must grow up and get married and I must have a son-in-law. I didn't want son-in-laws. Yeah, the son-in-law said, you. So I didn't want a son-in-law. And therefore, I killed 70 of my daughters alive. 70 of my daughters, I buried them alive. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked up towards the heaven that maybe Allah Ta'ala will send some wahi, because he didn't know what to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we forgave his kufr, why can't we forgive the sin of his? Kufr and shirk is greater than this, although this is also very serious. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying and he made dua. What was his dua? Ya Allah, Dihya buried so many daughters alive and you announce his forgiveness by one kalima. Ya Allah, my ummah reads kalima so much, why don't you forgive them? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried. So the tears and the laughter of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us many things. May Allah give us a topic of understanding.